Welcome back to another history podcast for y'all, and today we're going to be talking about Florence and Venice during the Renaissance. Hey guys, it's Tanner Sark here, and today I got James Martinez with me, and we're going to be talking about mercantilism. Tell me, James, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, Tanner. How are you?
I'm doing good. So tell me about this mercantilism.
Mercantilism is when cities, increase their exports instead of importing a lot of goods, and they use merchants to increase their export, and cities start getting very wealthy.
So do you say that this is how a lot of countries would get their money?
Yeah, back during the Renaissance, this is how countries got really rich, and they used merchants and increased their exports by a lot, and that's how Venice and Florence started to get rich. All right, Tanner, so how did mercantilism affect Venice and Florence?
It really infected them because, you know, like, they could use their, what they had in their country to really increase their trade value. So something had that was important to another country, they could definitely increase it. So this is kind of where the supply and demand really started to come big. Like, take an artist, for example. If they had a really good artist, someone could easily just sit there and be like, well, this is a special artist. Like you could take like Da Vinci and say, well, he's a very uncommon artist, so you could use him and sell him for more money. Any of his paintings, anything that he really had, could use a lot more money, could sell for a lot more money. And this really helped the countries out because like they had the system of where they could say, you know, we have these artists and we can pay them money, but they can also make us a lot more money that helps us in our outcome for our country. All right, guys, welcome back. Me and James still here with you, and we're going to be talking about Venice and Florence. James, you want to head and start it off?
Yeah, so Venice and Florence both started getting very wealthy during this time, and they started growing a middle and upper class. They both used merchants to get really wealthy and get trade going in and out through the city. Florence definitely started getting big. They even got banks. But Florence ended up having a conflict with Milan, which is nearby. But fortunately for Florence, the Duke of Milan ended up dying from the plague, and also his son would die later. And so the morale was up really high in Florence, and all the people were very happy. And so trade was really just thriving throughout the city, and everybody was getting rich.
All right, guys. James just gave us a quick rundown about Florence, and now he's going to talk to us about Venice. So, James, can you tell me what's going on?
Venice was about the same as Florence. They really just started using merchants and trade to get rich and get a lot of money going in and out of their city. But Venice, they would trade with the Byzantine Empire and a lot of the Muslim world a lot during the late 13th century. And Venice was considered the most prosperous city in all of Europe.
So, you know, I heard you saying about how they trade. Could you tell me how maybe that benefited them with trading with all these other big countries?
Trading with all these other places, they definitely got more goods in their city, and so people would come to their city, and they'd be there for trade, and so money was in the city and out of the city, but everybody would go there because it was like a big center for trade, all the big city-states were.
Would you agree that them doing this also brought a lot of artists and a lot of new culture to their country?
Yeah, there are a lot of people in the city in there, so there's just a bunch of paintings and everything that people wanted in the city you could probably find there.
All right. Thank you, James, for that, and we're going to come back to you guys with some other side people that helped Venice and Florence.
All right, hey, guys. We're here, and now Tanner's going to talk about side people for us.
Alright, I'm going to start off with some side people, and the first one's going to be the Medici family. They're really important people, just because, like, number one, it's not just one individual person. They had so many people part of this process of mercantilism. They had a pope, they started banks, they did so much to their countries and everything. And even today, if you're part of this family, you have so much money, and it's just... You know, it just shows that how close that old history was, and basically, like, you know, the Medici family did really so much for their country, and
they just really helped him out. Another side people was going to be like all the artists that came in. We had a couple people in the class that did them individually, but you know, they definitely play a role in part of the Venice and Florence just because of how much they did. You know, when the artists would come in and sell their paint or sell their paintings, I should say, and all their art that they did, they started a new culture. They made their country bigger. They made their country more money. They really did a lot. Like, it's like how the Greece would make domes and everything so people would want to visit there. Venice and Florence would have their artists, so people would want to go out and see what kind of paintings they're making and everything like that. All right, guys, I'm just going to sign this off for y'all today and basically give you just a quick summary and the rundown. James is going to give that to you right now.
Yeah, so we just talked about mercantilism and how Venice and Florence had used mercantilism really to just get trade increased all throughout their cities and getting people in there and getting money flowing throughout the cities, and how there were side people that helped along the way, like the Medici family and creating banks. That was really big, and they really started to become like a middle and upper class during the Renaissance, and both these cities just started getting big and lots of money flowing in and out the city thanks to mercantilism, really, which was the trading system back then.
All right. Thank you, James, for signing that off for us. Hopefully you got the information that was needed for your class and everything. Don't know when we'll be dropping another podcast. Hopefully our teacher, Geiger, will let us know and listen up for the next episode, maybe coming shortly.